We've been writing again. I say again because I haven't really been writing for a month. As mentioned earlier, I've been doing all the sighting of places in New Vajradham, of which yesterday I made an introductory presentation. I mean the actual map itself to the residents of Krishna Valley. That was very informative, both for them and also for me, because I need to know how they react. Ultimately, it's all of us together, which means they, who are going to be calling these places and their presiding deities and so on to appear in different parts of New Vajradham. Devotees were very enthusiastic. I took them on part of the parikrama and just touching on major places because there are too many to go over in detail. And if I have time, then we'll do some more. This was just via projecting from the computer. And then later on, the idea is that we'll actually go out and start visiting places one by one. And although it's not necessarily the sequence in the writing, because I'm supposed to be writing part four, which is about Radhe Shyam, but because the places of pastimes are fresh in my mind, so I'm writing about them. And the first chapter of that is just writing about New Vajradham itself, the physical appearance of New Vajradham and its different features, such as its waterways, forests, fields, and so on. It's nice to be writing again. Let me answer one question that I have here. This is from a remaining page of questions from Nishantalila, and she has 2 points. It's about the Bhakti Lata Beej. At what point is the seed actually planted in the heart? When someone hears such knowledge, accepts Krishna as the Supreme, or when he takes to devotional service? Here, the answer will be, general answer will be, that when the person accepts the transcendental knowledge given both by Vaishnavas and Shastra with pure faith. So the pure seed of devotional service requires pure faith to accept it. And when someone has pure faith in the process of devotional service, then it could be said that at that point the Bhakti Lata Beej is really planted within the heart and will begin to grow with the watering of that seed through the process of sadhu sangha, bhajana kriya, as outlined in Srila Prabhupada's books. We're all very fortunate that we all have access. I was thinking there for a minute because you said because we've all received. But to receive means that we've actually taken. And we need to seriously consider whether we've really taken the pure seed of pure devotional service that's been given to us by Srila Prabhupada and his followers or not. Hearing transcendental knowledge, engaging in devotional service, being initiated are not automatic indicators that the seed of devotional service has been planted. They should be, but we should not take it for granted. It is not a mechanical thing. It depends upon the receptivity and the faithfulness of the devotee. And that's something that we need to analyze within ourselves. If for some reason we see that we're not anya vilashita shunyam jnana karma rinavritam, then we should understand that it's not the Shuddha Bhakti Lata Beej that's within our heart, but it's a corrupted version of the same thing. The pure thing is always available, but it requires pure desire to get it. And here's the other aspect of the question. If someone performs some agyata sukriti, does it grant for him getting the seed of bhakti later, or does it just influence how receptive he will be if devotees try to give him that seed? Agyata sukriti does both of these things. It gives us the qualification in order to come in contact with pure devotional service, unknowing service to pure devotees, to things in relationship to Krishna, to the Krishna consciousness movement, or even perhaps to the deities, qualifies us to come in contact with pure devotion. That qualification has these two aspects. One is that we get the opportunity to contact pure devotion, and the other one is that it makes us receptive to pure devotional service. However, if one has both bad karma as well as a bad association, then that receptivity may be dulled, or it may even be corrupted. And both of those two disqualifications can only become overcome by a very strong association with pure devotees. In other words, we are not the only and main determining factor in our own advancement in devotional service. What is most important? Good association. Good association means association with pure devotees, pure-hearted devotees. That association is so powerful that even if we are unqualified in some ways, even if we become misled by bad association, by anarthas, by past sinful activities, that can be overcome if we want. And sometimes even if we don't want, but if powerful devotees want for us by the association of devotees. And that pure association means trying to render some personal service to them, like Narada Muni rendered to the Bhaktivinantas, by especially hearing from them, trying to understand the message of Srimad Bhagavatam from the lips of transcendental personalities. And as Srila Prabhupada has paved the way for us by serving the mission of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu as they've made it accessible to us. Our great treasure is the seed of pure devotional service, which is very rare and very difficult to acquire. Mixed devotional service is more readily available and often more in demand. Other types of religious devotion, which isn't directed towards actual forms of Godhead, but to demigods or concocted forms of God, are even more popular. And of course, what to speak of non-spiritual items, all of which also have their own lata bij, have their own seed and creeper, and which ultimately grow in the heart to become corresponding types of desires which impel persons to different types of activities. We are fortunate, we have pure devotional service by planting that, accepting it, cultivating it within the heart. Then we will become impelled to a corresponding type of activity, which is the activities of Krishna consciousness. And the mature fruit of that activity will be love of Godhead, which qualifies us then for a even different type of activity, transcendental activity, eternal service in the spiritual world. So that's these set of questions, and right now I'm going to delete the text, yes. And here's a verse from Prabodhananda Saraswati Thakur. as a indicator of what kind of determination we need, the symbol of pure devotional service in order to go forward through all the temptations in the world. He says, if all the mystic perfections like anima lagiba and so on, very difficult to obtain, were to come within my grasp, if all the demigods were to stand in attendance before me, ready at my beck and call, indeed, even if my body was transformed into a four-handed form, still my heart and mind would not budge a fraction from their total absorption in my Chaitanya Chandra. Hare Krishna.